Like, what do you mean? Like, I love myself. I take myself out, you know, and all those things are great. But how do you feel on the inside? Like, how do you feel when you're alone, sitting with yourself? Are you comfortable? And eating correctly helps you to really be.
Welcome to Finding Your Spark Again. I am so glad you are here with me today. I'm really excited to introduce to you Tanisha Naughton. She's a women's wellness empowerment coach and public speaker, helping women reclaim their health through mindfulness and food lifestyle changes. She helped her mom get off of diabetic medication and lost 30 pounds going vegan. Since then, she's been helping women fall back in love with themselves through a plant-based lifestyle. Now, you guys may not know, but I am also vegan, so I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. Welcome, Tanisha.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. I can't wait to dig into this because I feel like there's always this delicate balance between the spiritual, right? The things that we want and that we know and that we believe in and that, you know, are sort of esoteric, and the real life, how do we do it? Right. So, yeah, so I can't wait to kind of get into that health stories that you've got and happiness stories that you've got going on there. So take us a little bit through how that's worked for you.
Yeah, so I mean, as you mentioned, I helped my mom get off her diabetic medications, and we could go back a little bit. This was around 2017 when she was diagnosed and provided with a lot of medications such as metformin, and I just found that it wasn't helping. I actually have a couple of family members who have diabetes and who have had like parts of their bodies amputated or, you know, passed away. So it really hit home when I saw it going on with my mom. And at this point, I'm a former basketball athlete, Division II. Yeah, sports have always been a part of my life, basketball and track. So, you know, at that point in time, I was just about probably just going to the gym, maybe eating right about 60% of the time. And the same thing with my mom. You know, we did a little bit of light stuff. But when this happened, I thought that we should make a change. And I started looking at different holistic practitioners like Dr. Sabi and just seeing how herbs and this vegan lifestyle, he actually talks about the alkaline vegan lifestyle, can help with either reducing or getting rid of these different diseases. So I pretty much took a chance. I took my mom off of all her medications, and I had no knowledge of this stuff back then as I do now, but it just seemed like the right thing to do because nothing else was working. My mom actually went temporarily blind for a couple of hours due to the diabetic medications. And yeah, just she was always low energy. She would come down the stairs, say we're going out, and then by the time we're ready, she couldn't. So it was really a tough time in my life seeing her like this. And my mom's like my best friend. So it was tough. Yeah. So I decided for both of us to try this vegan lifestyle together, incorporate a lot of different herbs. And about a year and a half later, she went back, did her blood work, and the doctor asked, well, I don't know what your daughter did, but you're better. You're much better. And you don't need your medications. And so it was just a beautiful testimony to make me jump into business now. I always say it was an unfortunate situation that happened because I never really planned on being a business owner, let alone this wellness field. Probably would have been a personal trainer, if anything, which I did do for a little bit. But yeah, that's how my journey started, was due to my mom.
I love that. You know, so much good can come out of these times in our lives when we're sort of standing there going, yeah, I can't really see the good in this right at this moment, you know.
Yeah.
And then if you have if you're able to time travel forward, you go like, oh, it's a whole new plateau of knowledge and understanding and, you know, all of that. So great. So great.
It's definitely changed my life. When you mentioned the esoteric, the vegan lifestyle brought me to the different modalities and spirituality. So I wasn't the person who did meditation or journaling prior to becoming vegan. It really opened my eyes to a lot of different things and want to live a different lifestyle, just mind, body, and soul, which is something that I promote a lot. You know, it's a more holistic lifestyle than just eating right. It's everything that's combined that helps me work with people to make them a better version of themselves. And it helped me become better as well, too.
It's a really interesting thing for me in terms of, I don't talk about being vegan. I don't sort of promote it in any way, but I will say that it has really shifted my relationship with beings. And I didn't mean for that to happen, right? I never meant for that to happen. It wasn't like I was like on the sort of vegan crusade. When I started, I did it all because of health concerns and things like that. And also because it kind of made sense. I mean, I became vegan in a time when people just couldn't figure out what make me something dairy-free meant. And so if you said vegan nothing from an animal, they go, oh, okay, right? And so they would
Right.
kind of get butter, that's from an animal, okay. And so then that grew, right? So I love that it does open up doors in us that we don't even it don't even know our doors. Certainly was the case for me, where I didn't know that I had a desire to have those new relationships, but they're there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it and I'm thankful for it because there were definitely trying times where I was really stressed. I used to work in social work. That was my 9 to 5. Worked in foster care, worked for the New York City Public Schools, and those were high intense jobs, very stressful. And having the tools of meditation was a game changer for me. And I didn't have it before when I first started working in these fields, but when I started using it, I was like, wow, I feel a little bit more calmer. I've had people just comment on my energy that you just look happier and I haven't said a word, just walking into spaces. People pick up on your frequency. Everything is energy at the end of the day. And when I started learning more about that, that's when I wanted to combine food, wellness, mindfulness all together. I didn't want to be the person that's just like, let's talk about carbohydrates and drinking more water. It's all important. And I wanted to just blend it all. For a human being to really enhance themselves, their energy, the love for themselves. That's why I say reclaiming your health, because it's a lot of self-love, which people don't always associate when it comes to their health, right? It's like, what do you mean? Like, I love myself, I take myself out, and all those things are great. But how do you feel on the inside? Like, how do you feel when you're alone, sitting with yourself? Are you comfortable? And eating correctly helps you to really be able to sit with yourself and see what's coming up for you. The awareness, I feel, is so, it's like so much bigger when you're eating cleaner because your body's able to really process things in a different manner that maybe it was clogged before. Because processed foods, it clogs our judgment. We get brain fog. So when you're fasting, you don't have anything that's blocking you at that point in time. And I do cleanses with people as well. So that's part of the reason why I'm so big on the herbalism side when I am coaching people, because herbs help clean us out. And people think that, well, you can't go a day without eating. It's like, our body is much stronger than we think it is.
Yeah, it's incredible what happens when you quiet your mind, right? When you learn to be able to sit, even the things that you have a desire to eat change and to do, right? How much movement you do, how much you want to actually get up and go, really different when it's
Yeah.
not like, and
Right.
you shoulda.
It's so true. I remember the first time I did intermittent fasting, and it was a challenge for the first 24 hours. I was like, wow, I'm really not going to eat anything. And by the end of the day, so for those that don't know, maybe I should start with that. Intermittent fasting is when you abstain from food for a certain amount of time. You can do 10 hours if you feel, 12 hours. And I remember I almost did about 20 hours. I was like, I'm going to go all in. By the time it was done, I was eating blueberries like it was candy, because that's how I decided to break my fast was with fruit and jackfruit. I'll never forget, because I remember reading how jackfruit, it's actually a heavy fruit. If you have a couple of the bulbs, it can help sustain you. But the clarity that I felt when I was fasting, it just made you feel a higher connection, honestly. You're tired while doing it in the beginning, but your body kicks into an overdrive because our bodies are superheroes. Like, it can do whatever it's meant to function on its own. I always say when we get sick, the first thing that people usually do is stop eating. It's automatic. Like, you don't want the food, and that's because your body's like, we don't need it. We can fight this for you. And when I say a lot about reclaiming our health, that's what I mean. Like, trusting your intuition, trust your body to do what it's meant to do. And you just help it, which is by eating more whole foods, which is by focusing on working out, getting your mindful movements in, positive self-talk. I'm very big on affirmations as well. All those things help support your system, but your body's good.
There is a doctor, his name was A.T. Still, and he is the founder of osteopathy. And he wrote this book, I don't know, 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago now. And it really changed my life and my relationship to what you were just saying, where when I read it and he goes into how your body really is a pharmacy, and all you need to do is figure out how to tell it to do the things that you have everything you need. And it may be that you need a behavior modification in order to get your body to do a thing, or you need to move until your body is in a different alignment, right? So there's a lot of ways that you can access that pharmacy, but that pharmacy is really, really powerful, and our brain is the one who directs it, right? So those thoughts that we're having are the basis of what gets produced in the body in terms of that pharmacy.
And the best thing, it's free 99. So, you know, like we, man, when my mom was on all those different medications, it's expensive. And people, I understand why, you know, we need insurance and these things, but the medicine is free. Going outside in nature, just go outside for 10 minutes and see how you feel. Just the oxygen that the trees give us is healing. Ground, put your feet in the grass. Those things are free. But we live in this society of a world where, yeah, that's cool and all, but I still need my drugs from the doctor because this is what he said. And this is not a knock on, you know, Western medication at all. Certain things serve a purpose. Like if you know, you broke your shoulder, go to the doctor, right? Go to the hospital. But there's so many ways that herbs can help support our system that we don't even think about, that can clean our blood out. If you have trouble going to sleep, there's chamomile, a beautiful tea that you can have, lavender flowers. These things really help support. And when you were talking about, you know, your brain and our system, a lot of these herbs help support our nervous system as well. If you're someone who's anxious, you have depression, but we're not taught these things. And that's really where the injustice is. If we were taught more, people would be thinking on a different frequency. And I feel like that's where a lot more compassion would be for each other in this world. Like when I've been on my journey, I just feel like I have so much more love for people now that I've cleansed out a lot of the toxins that were going on inside of me.
Yeah, it's a really nice idea. This sort of how do we make space for people? We cleanse, we clear. That's great. I like that you're bringing up all these wonderful, free, easy tools. And I think it is really important that you said that, we don't, these are not things that people told you when you were growing up. Nobody probably said it to you. Unless you had those very strange parents who didn't fit in, right? That this is not part of the normal way that we have set up our society. However, it's incredibly powerful. And so, finding that way to change inside, I think is a really big thing for people that we just don't get taught how to change, how to make a new choice. Can you tell us a little bit about how that played in to your mom? I mean, your mom going with what you said is giant. It's giant, right? You deciding to make a change in your life and then actually making it huge. Can you talk a little bit about how did that happen and what did that look like?
So I always say my situation was very different from what someone else's might be. My mom got sick and I went into flight mode. It was fight. You know, it was really do or die how I viewed it. It was my mom's gonna live or my mom may not. So I have to make a decision. I have to make a change because I want my mom here with me. Everyone else on their wellness journey may not be at that point. They could be, but I find a lot more people are coming to me when they just get a diagnosis or they're feeling off in their journey. So it may not be as important or immediate for them to make a change. But based on my own story, it was let me do something now to preserve my family. So it was a lot of stress. I was under immediate stress during this time, I honestly didn't even really think about what I went through until it was over. I always remember some of my friends saying, "We didn't even know what you were going through," because I was just in it. That's like how much I was. And remember, I didn't have the practices that I'm talking about right now yet. So it was just go to the gym, deal with my stress, get it out that way. I didn't really want to talk to my mom about it because she's the one dealing with the situation, right? Like when she went temporarily blind, like it was so hard. She was crying. She's like, "My vision is blurred. What can I do? What can I say at that point?" But when I saw that, that's when the light switch went off in me. And I'm a type of person where if it's gonna work and I think that I'm having this feeling like I have no other choice, I'm gonna do it. Everybody else is not that way. So I've always been, I mean, also sports help you be that disciplined too. Okay, I'm gonna make a change, let me act on it. But what I will say is we didn't go vegan in a day. We took our time. So we definitely started eliminating meat for, let's say, lunch, and then maybe dinner, we had something like chicken. It wasn't this, let's, and I feel like a lot of people do that, and that's why their lifestyle is not sustainable. They just are like, "I'm gonna be vegan," or, "I'm gonna be pescatarian." It's like, take the small steps, and that's what I'm very big on. And that's why I feel that I'm able to stay on this journey right now. But yeah, then it leveled up to about 3 days. Okay, we're not having meat. I'm gonna be, and I cooked a lot of our meals too. So it was a learning curve. Looked a lot on YouTube to figure out how to do these meals to replace things. And but it was fun because sometimes my mom was in the kitchen with me and we have a good time together putting on music. Everything's intentional. So setting up that space for us, like this is not a chore. This is something that's gonna help us, but we're gonna have fun doing it. And I like to live in that duality of yes, you can be extremely healthy, but you can also have fun while doing it. It doesn't have to be this serious thing, even though we're making serious changes. So I'd say those are probably like the biggest things that I always tell people to do. And then incorporating the herbs, it was very slow. So we started with some burdock roots, some peppermint, things that peppermint does help you calm yourself down. And then the burdock root helps cleanse your blood of anything that's going on inside of it. So I had her drinking that probably about 2 to 3 times a week, and then we would up it to like, okay, have it twice a day. So yeah, for me on my journey, because I lost the 30 pounds, it was still going to the gym, but incorporating a lot more of smoothies, juices, and then the vegan food for myself in general. But yeah, I would say that that was probably the biggest shifts that we had before I got to the meditation part. I wish I had it during that time, but that just wasn't meant for my journey. But I think that it definitely has served its purpose to lead me to that part. What I will say is when I was extremely stressed, I started back bike riding, and that ended up being really huge for me. And not just on my weight loss journey, but to be outside, which is what I was referring to earlier. I didn't yet start really hiking. That was until about 2018, but it definitely helped me feel free from all the things that I was going through. So I thought that that was a very important tool for myself.
Yeah, that feeling of freedom is really, really important to tap into. And you also talked a little bit about enjoying, right? You were talking about taking small steps, and there was this sense that, like, it has to be done in a way that is, and you can enjoy it, right? Otherwise, you just go, no. Oh, wait, did I say no? And your body hears that, right? Your body knows that, and it goes like, "Oh, I'll gain weight. Oh, I'll, whatever it is that is the resistant of the thing that you're trying to achieve." I was reading recently about how the body makes glucose in the blood, and even that we don't ha actually have to give ourselves food for. So we, we think these things are so attached to our outside circumstances, but it's really that they're attached to our relationship with our outside circumstances and how we utilize that, right? I remember one time one of my good friends from a long time ago said, wait a minute. Now, are you telling me that if I wanted to eat McDonald's and I just believed that it was good for me, it would just be good for me if I ate that all the time, processed food everywhere I go?" And it's a question I bet you get, right? It's like, It's a question, right? Because the thing is important, but your belief about the thing is also incredibly important, right? And so, of course, my answer to him was, well, if you could have never seen a commercial about it, if you could have never heard anybody talk about how processed food maybe isn't the easiest for your body to deal with, you know, all of these things, then sure, yeah, you could. You could. But and it's evidenced by like areas of the world where people are living the longest, they're not eating the same things. They're eating different things, you know, and yet they're still able to get to 100, you know. Really interesting, interesting stuff. And I love that you're talking about meditation in relationship to it, because that's the place where quiet changes everything, doesn't it?
I say that calming feeling after, you know, when you get out of meditation, it's priceless. It really is. And again, it's free. So it is the best medicine that I've found for myself. And there are certain meditations. You can do a guided one. You can do a silence meditation. And I started off with guided meditations because I didn't really know what to do. And same thing on my vegan journey, how I started small meditation. I did 2-3 minutes and then I upped it, because sitting still for the first time is, if you're not used to it, it can be difficult. So I was like, all right, take it easy with myself. Now, every day, I usually do a 20-minute silent meditation, and then I might do what's called a 6-phase meditation from Mindful Valley. And that just helps support me now, because it's a lot about gratitude and just really feeling into my body. And then sometimes I put on nature sounds and I just relax. So you play with it. You know, it's all an experiment. See what you like and what you don't like. Some people may want to hear the water. You know, that could be soothing for them. But if you go in there stressed, I would love for like everyone to try this. Like if you are having a stressful day, put on a meditation, see how you feel a couple of minutes later. Even if your mind is still going, because sometimes my mind is still very active, but it's how your body feels. And it's like, okay, this is chill out time. It's just us. And that's the real self-love that I feel, is that we pour into ourselves. And that's where the magic happens.
I love that you bring up the nature sounds. You know, years ago, I was a sound designer, and I made a CD, and it was nature sounds. And the reason I made it was because it was the beginning of when people were doing studies about what happens to our bodies when we hear the sounds of nature, right? So now we know, of course, that if we put our feet on the ground, there's an ionization process that happens very quickly in our bodies and things like that. But then they were just at the beginning of studying, like, what if the birds are happy and you hang around them, right? And you listen to them. And so that is a really important, I think, key for getting started on the journey that you're talking about. And also, I love that you're putting people in the driver's seat, you know, because everything you're talking about is just choice, simply choice.
Yeah, I mean, that's when people feel empowered the most. I feel that's why I call myself an empowerment coach. I'm just showing you the mirror back to yourself to find you within. And that's the biggest gift that I can give to someone. When I first started coaching, it definitely was a big emphasis on the plant-based lifestyle, and still is. But now I've just realized how important, some people just need the space without the shame and the guilt. And that's what I provide the most for people. And that makes them feel more comfortable to let their guard down, to really try and make the choices to put themselves first. Because that's what it is at the end of the day. Everything we do, like you said, is a choice. So are you going to choose to love on you, or are you going to choose to put everybody else before your needs? And if so, then let's talk about that. Let's see what's really pulling us deeper into that hole. And that's where some other tools like journaling can be a big practice that I do with some people as well. So there's just so many things. And that's why I love, I mean, being a social worker, you counsel people in a way, but it's just different now. Like, you know, there may be some traumas that someone's dealing with, but that's not my forte. So then I have someone that I can refer them to. We have somatic practices. Everyone has their purpose in life. And I just feel that mine is really helping you see yourself to be an amazing person that you already were, but maybe you just forgot.
Such a nice way to describe that idea of self-love, who you really are, but maybe you forgot. Really nice. Really nice. Yeah, beautiful. Well, I am so glad that we've gotten to have this chat today, and I think that it's been really useful and practical, and I love that. And so thank you so much for coming on today. Can you tell us, how can everybody get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. So my website, www.mswellnessllc.com. You can also follow me on socials. So Plant-Based Vibes, PlantBaseVibes. And that's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can follow me. I put a lot of free value on there for people who just want to connect further. Feel free to DM me. And also through my website, you can either send me an email for to find out about some retreats that I am going to be doing as well this year in Georgia, which I'm pretty excited about.
Ah, sounds really nice. Georgia is beautiful. Do you have your times already set for that?
I sure do. Yes. So August 12th, it's going to be 12 to 6. And then September 23rd, same time, 12 to 6. And we are focusing on actually what we've been talking about. So self-love, mindfulness, there's actually going to be based on the chakras. So August will be based on the heart chakra, opening up that compassion and love for yourself. And then in September, it'll be on the sacral chakra, tapping into that sensuality, that creativity, just in time for the harvest season too. So everything I do, it's definitely intentional and with love to just help you heal. But this is more on community, whereas what I normally do is one-on-one coaching. So I'm excited to bring people together and just laugh, dance, do the healing that you need. And also we're going to have vendors that you can shop from as well. So it's going to be a whole self-care experience. I joke and I say, leave the kids at home and just worry about yourself. Like, this is your time that weekend to just have a mini day retreat for the people who aren't maybe ready to go out of the country for, you know, a 6-7 day retreat. Like, just come to Georgia, have a weekend, and yeah, have some fun.
That's exciting. Thank you for sharing. I want to remind everybody, of course, that you should go to unbreakable.guide and get the guide to becoming unbreakable. This is a really important step that even when you really know a lot about the things that we've been talking about, it's a place where you can really get a framework that is nuanced and different from the things that maybe you've heard. Or as I've talked to somebody just today, we were talking about all of the different people who talk about these similar concepts. And what they said to me is, but you put it all together in a way that is actionable and practical. And all of that is in the free guide. So please go to unbreakable.guide on your browser and you will be able to download that. It is so great to be here today, and thank you so much. We'll see you next week.